Hello and welcome to Orbit, the weekday devotional from the youth team at St Mary's Reigate. I'm Martin Saunders. And a very special welcome to this, the 50th anniversary edition of Orbit. If you've been with us since the start, so that's 10 weeks now, you've made it through Acts and Romans and now into 1 Corinthians as we seek to learn from the life and writings of Paul, a man who knew what it meant to follow Jesus with everything in an extraordinary time. Our Bible reading today comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 6 to 9. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. So neither the one who plants the seed nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and they will each be rewarded according to their own labor. For we are co-workers in God's service. You are God's field, God's building. There are quite a lot of things in the Bible that you could blink and miss. Extraordinary things that happen or that someone says which communicate something incredible and enormous about the entire universe, but which are mentioned in only a few lines. For example, you might have heard the other day that I mentioned the Bible honestly contains a story about teleportation. If that's true, then a lot of what we know about science is incomplete. But I digress. The point is, there are some massive statements in the Bible, which are either so brief or so familiar to us that we can sometimes miss the sheer awesomeness of what they imply. I think these words, written from Paul to the Corinthians, contain one such example. Paul is talking into a church culture which has got a bit sidetracked by the importance and position of its leaders. Some people follow Paul, and others prefer a man named Apollos. Paul isn't here to make an argument for how he's the best. Instead, he's trying to get them to lift their eyes to the much bigger story going on behind those leaders. Sure, he and Apollos have done some good work, but that is nothing compared to what God is doing behind the scenes. Here's Paul's real point, though, and it really is quite an enormous one. Even though God is infinite, all-powerful, and all-knowing, he chooses to work alongside us and through us to accomplish his purposes. This is the point I think we need to take a step back from and really hear again. God, the magnificent, eternal God, wants to work in partnership with us. Flawed, tiny, vulnerable, us. Even those of us who have a great self-esteem would agree that we are insignificant in comparison to his glory, and yet he calls us his co-workers. God has things for us to do in the world. Creative things, justice-bringing things, good news-spreading things. And honestly, he could easily do them all on his own. And yet he chooses to do them through us. Isn't that incredible? That's why Paul is frustrated with the church in Corinth who are squabbling over which leader is best. It's not about the leaders or about being best. It's all about how great, awesome, and yet humble God is. He chooses you to work with him in his mission to rebuild the world. You might want to join me in praying this prayer today. Lord God, I am humbled by the realization not only of how great you are, but of how your grace includes and finds a place for me. You don't simply ask me to follow you. You've provided a place for me to fit into your kingdom plan. Please show me what you have for me to do today and interrupt my day with a chance to serve alongside you. Amen. There's now a brief chance to pray or listen to God or just be still for a few moments. Each day on Orbit, we provide you with a simple challenge, something to do which helps you to put this little thought into action. And here's today's challenge. Ask yourself the question, where is God already at work in the community around me? Is there a charitable scheme that's already doing good work? Are people finding ways to share the gospel in your school or community? Are there great projects which need help and time and investment? So see if there is one way that you could get involved in one of those things. It might mean giving your time, your money, your prayers or something else. But ask God to lead you into a way of partnering with him in what he's already up to nearby. If you want to get in touch, you can always email me, martin.saunders@stmaryreigate.org, or message us on Instagram, we're @stmarysatellites. Please let us know what you think of this devotional. We'll be back with another edition, number 51, on Monday. But thanks for taking part today.